Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. These podcasts are looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're looking at Paul and the way that he approached ministry. Earlier in the chapter, we saw that his motives were pure. Then we observed that his methods came out of those pure motives and were good and godly. And finally, we're talking about the memories that Paul has of the Thessalonians and they have of him, and those memories are very pleasant. Of course, they're so pleasant because the motives were right and the methods fitted with them. Finally, in these last few verses, we're looking at his feelings again. His feelings about the Thessalonians. In verse 17, he says, "But brothers, when we were torn away from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you." Can we feel here the passion that Paul has for these people? Brothers, and of course he's talking to the sisters as well. He says, "We were torn away," which means, more literally, "We were orphaned without you." This continues the feeling, the image of family affection that comes earlier when he talks earlier in the chapter about being a mother or a father to the Thessalonians. Perhaps there'd been an accusation against Paul that he had no intention of returning to visit the Thessalonians, but he says, no, we were torn away. No, we didn't want to be torn away. We've been trying to get back to you over and over again. He feels the loss so deeply. Out of sight is not out of mind with Paul. He says, "We were away from you for a short time in person, not in thought." And I'm sure he means also in prayer, for he speaks about that in other places in this letter. When people are out of sight, it should not be that they're out of mind or out of our prayers. It's so important to pray for one another. Pray for one another in other churches, other countries, other cities. Praying because people are in our hearts. If they're in our hearts, they'll stay in our minds. And if they stay in our prayers, like this for me is one of the reasons why a prayer list is so important. I don't think we have to be a slave to a prayer list, but it's so important to write down things to pray about, and particularly, I think, people to pray for, and to pray for them personally and specifically. One of the things that matters, I think, at church on a Sunday is that we pray for people by name, as long as they're comfortable with that and it's appropriate. But surely we should be showing the rest of the people that are visiting our congregations that we know each one another and we know one another's needs. Not to prove a point, but actually because we do know and because we do care. Not just praying for all those who are sick, but praying for those by name who are ill. Not for just praying for people to get jobs, but praying for those looking by name and seeking. We may not need to do it every time for every person, but it should be part of our lives because although we can't know everybody equally well, people have needs that need to be prayed for, and we can do so. Paul, I think, would have prayed for these people by name, by person. That was his heart. He was separated. It was for a short time. It's a season of an hour, literally. And what was his attitude about that? He made every effort to see them, combining haste with effort. He did not come because he delayed or made only a token effort. He was as speedy and energetic as possible. It still had not been possible to come. The phrase intense longing can also be translated lust, indicating a very strong desire, almost a fierce passion. His expressions in this verse show us that it was very important to Paul to convey to the church exactly how he felt about them. Do we do this in our conversations? Do we do this in our preaching and teaching? Do we do this in our email correspondence? Do we convey how much we really love one another, how much we really want to see one another? And this is something that was in Paul's heart. I don't think it was a technique. If it was, they'd have seen through it. But he shares this passion with them in writing because they know he has it in his heart. Let's pray to have that passion for one another in our hearts, and then we won't have any difficulty about staying in touch or attending the meetings together. Then we won't have any difficulty because it will be in the heart. We'll look a little bit more at this theme in verses 18, 19, and 20 next time. But until the next time, if you want to find out more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.